So read it. One. flagship rock song for all of you sitting in the audience watching the show at the Ludlow, which is called Fuck With Me and Find Out. You think you can get away with murder? You don't know who you're fooling with. I'm going to shoot you with my BB gun. Fuck with me and find out. 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 Keep on with the shit. Keep on talking shit to me, and I will bust you in your chops. Plus, I'm going to knock your block off. Fuck with me and find out.
Chicago. The one only was it was.
Rock and Roll Chicago.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and now the Sears Tower is now named the Willis Tower.
Of course it's after him, we know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely named after Wesley Willis. There's no doubt. No argument there.
There's a cheap keyboard you can play all the way at the top of it.
Yeah. The Casio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little His Muppet.
Listening to Beyond All Limits here on Radio Valencia.
I'm in the Mission District.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful Mission District. It's been lovely few days.
It's kind of nice. It's winter, summer.
We're in the false teaser spring right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get that little, false hope, and then I think it's supposed to get crappy again. But yeah,
I just saw footage of where I grew up, and it's, frozen, snowy, and, nasty.
No, it's a nice reprieve from the rain we've had. And
yeah.
As you know, when you check the weather on your phone, you can, scroll, and it'll tell you other cities. Like, I accidentally scrolled the other day, and it showed me the weather in New York, and it's like...
Yeah, it's nasty
it's
right
now. It's 2 degrees at night. I'm just like, my spoiled-ass Californian self can't even fathom being in 2-degree weather.
They're having nasty storm.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever been in weather that cold. I did live in Chicago for a year, and the coldest it got, when I was there... it did. I remember it was in the teens, during the day. So maybe it did get that cold at night. But, I mean, this was over 20 years ago. So I probably blocked it out. But I remember being absolutely miserable with how cold it was. Oh, yeah. But also being a California girl, I didn't know how to properly dress.
And I'd be prepared.
I did not have proper layers. Attire. I was just I just bought, some mittens that were just, knit. And, the wind and cold just cuts right through them. So
you like wool mittens for you.
Yeah, or the leather.
Yeah,
you know,
leather's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
I would wear those leather OJ gloves in the winter on the East Coast.
Are they too small?
They fit me just. They fit me, well, in court they'd be too small. That's for sure.
Yeah, I've since learned how to dress more appropriately for the weather, but I spent a miserable, very rookie winter in Chicago, not knowing what the hell I was doing or what to wear.
Yeah, my dad would wear
both in life and with the weather.
My dad would wear suits to work, right? And then the winter, he'd have those big overcoats you wear over a suit,
right?
But he always did the leather gloves,
right?
Because he's a businessman, and he had new ones every year, so they look all crisp and clean,
right?
So I would just take his old ones and beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Pardon me. All right, we were just listening to "Fuck with Me and Find Out." The Wesley Willis from Rush Hour, his Alternative Tentacles release.
From Chicago, in case you are not familiar with the late, great Wesley Willis.
Yes.
Just all around Chicago chucklehead who was quote-unquote discovered by Jell-O.
Wow.
And you can't see me doing the air quotes here, but...
He was given wider distribution.
Yeah. And that's a more apt way of putting it.
Yeah, who knows? I may not have found out about him. Probably would have, but
I don't know. I mean, I definitely found out about him just through being a Dead Kennedys and Jell-O Alternative Tentacles fan. Yeah. So
that's
how he... God, was I still in high school when I got into...
I learned about him right when I moved here.
Yeah.
So I lived in 2000 and learned about him.
Yeah, maybe I had a little bit more of the leg up just growing up here and Alternative Tentacles being here, but... Yeah, fascinating guy.
Oh, yeah, freak.
Awesomely fun, terrible music.
Yes.
Yeah, but,
a true artist to the bone.
Yeah.
He never compromised.
Yeah, absolutely.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
And he liked McDonald's. All right. Carried Away, Television. Oh, you also liked McDonald's.
Who?
Another homeless musician from New York.
Richard Howell?
Closer. Oh, no, another crazy homeless person.
Moondog?
Yeah, there you go, Moondog.
Really? I didn't know he liked McDonald's.
Yes. There was an article in the Times a few years ago. The guy does all the soundtracks.
Oh, Philip Glass?
Philip Glass, before he blew up, was friends with Moondog and let him live in his apartment for a year.
Yeah, I heard
the worst part was he's slob. He left... McDonald's wrappers all over the apartment.
Yeah, well, because he was just kind of like this homeless, like, hoarder dude that just, like, he just didn't get it. So he just, like, he was like, what? Why would anyone need furniture?
The early 80s. Just, early 80s Philip Glass's roommate. Early 70s.
He was swirling chaos. Yes, and some people think he was a genius. Some people think he was just crazy. I think maybe the two don't need to be mutually exclusive.
So Lizzie Willis and
exactly.
Daniel Johnston, all these guys. I wonder if Lizzie Willis and Daniel Johnston ever toured together. I feel like they were both the same era.
Yeah, true. I don't know.
Question for another day.
Right.
Carried Away by Television from Adventure. Adventure.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it was playing. We were saying Television Marquee Moon album gets all the love. And I mean, it's an amazing album. Don't get me wrong. Oh, I love that album. But I just feel like Adventure is like so slept on. And it's, it's a great album too.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. We didn't play Foxhole, but Foxhole is also a great album.
I picked that one, sorry.
Don't apologize. I feel like it's kind of nice. I feel like Foxhole's my go-to, so it's nice to put on something different.
It's got kind of like a Greetings from Asbury Park vibe to it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
From Sheepskin City, from Terry Gross, Huge Improvement Record.
Yeah.
Which has Sheepskin City on the back cover, the front cover, one of them. Blood One Bikini Kill from Pussy Whipped.
Yeah. Terry Gross, I don't know, they're just one of my favorite local bands. Yeah. They're great. Saw them live, I guess it was a couple months ago now.
Something like that, yeah.
And I just finally bought the album because, I don't know, for some stupid reason, I didn't own it. And I've been listening to it a lot. I've been reaching for it frequently. It's a great one. And Bikini Kill, Pussy Whipped. I mean, just such a iconic female punk, kill rock stars band. Yeah. And, oh my God, what's her name? Was it Kathleen? She's a singer of Bikini Kill and also of La Tigra, and she came out with her autobiography, I believe just last year, and it's a good read. She's a very cool lady.
Cool.
So, yeah. Bikini Kill, awesome. Very coming-of-age album for me, and really cool to see, like, the whole Kill Rockstars label, and just a lot of, just punk ladies in the scene, finally,
I agree. Still need more of that. Jerry's Song by Frightwig, speaking of punk ladies.
Yeah, we did a little double feature there, because that's... Yeah. Frightwig's one of the OG lady punk bands, and been doing it in SF for God long time, and still going, still playing shows. They rock. They're super
years.
Awesome folks. And they have some stuff in the Punk Museum in Las Vegas, if you ever go there. So that's pretty cool. It's because it's all, the Punk Museum's all organized by cities regions.
Yeah.
And, it was nice to see that the Bay Area punk section wasn't just like Dead Kennedys and Green Day.
Yeah,
it's really cool to see bands like Frightwig and Flipper. And
Wesley Willis was also mentioned.
Like I said, it was, and they're still new and kind of, evolving. But, that was, I think we were all pleasantly surprised with what they're doing over there. But anyway.
Most surprised by the price of the ticket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was bananas. I think it was like $50?
I think it was $40.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I mean, that's like the price to get into like the MoMA, but it's not the MoMA. there's a lot more overhead at the MoMA.
Yeah, and because you work in a museum, a lot of times you can flash the badge and at least get a discount. And we got no love there, man.
I was a little insulted because they only give, they said veteran discounts and senior discounts. And I said, dude, it's not very punk rock.
That's not very punk rock.
You get veteran discount. I did kind of say that. I couldn't help myself. And the guy kind of overlooked it. He pretended he didn't hear me say it.
Yeah, well, that was Nevada. Probably better for him to not engage with you.
I just thought it's very unpunk rock.
I'm not disagreeing.
Nothing wrong with being a veteran, but I don't think you get a discount in the museum. All right.
Or at a punk rock museum.
You chose to be a veteran. It's like you get, if you get drafted.
But dude, it's not like 1971,
Nobody who's drafted in Vietnam is probably going to the punk rock museum.
Unless they're going with like their dipshit kids that are like our age in their 40s.
Yeah, good point. All right, anyway. I'm too judgmental. Before the Frightwig was So Greedy by 999 from Concrete. I'm not familiar with that band.
999. They're, yeah, that was a little bit of a wild card. It's just a newer album I wanted to play, but they're, early British oi, you know, kind of like The Business, Cox Barker, Sham 69, in that vein, yeah. Stiff Little Fingers, but, I love early British oi, and like I said, that was just a newer album, so, just thought I'd throw it into the mix.
Yeah,
but, you know, good. Early punk, it's, you know, it's a kind of under that umbrella, but, it's a fun one.
Let's see, what the hell was before that? Dead Kennedys, Moon Over Marin.
Yeah.
Plastic Surgery Disasters is the record.
Yeah, that's, I think that album and God We Trust Incorporated, those are definitely my two favorite Dead Kennedys albums, and, I just love that riff and Moon Over Marin. It's just so, so good, and, it has this really, like, catchy kind of, like sound to it, but then the lyrics are like, I squish dead fish between my toes. It's I don't know, that was, ever since I was a teenager, that was one of my favorite Dead Kennedys songs, and still definitely have a soft spot and nostalgia, but it's great stuff.
And let's see, we start off the set with The Damned, like I'm doing, Tringing My Baby.
Yeah, and I just got that album, and I really don't know anything about The Damned Black album. I'm not sure when that one came out. I'm familiar with Damned and Machine Gun Etiquette. I love those Damned albums. Their later ones that are kind of more gothy are, I mean, I don't know, a lot of people love those ones. They're just not, I like that they're,
They definitely,
I like the more punky, but,
they definitely swayed more from punk into goth.
Yeah, and like, not a hater.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.